This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at FETC 2024. Background noise, clanking dishes, and more. Enjoy the show. Vex Robotics is educational robotics for everyone. Vex solutions span all levels of both formal and informal education with accessible, scalable, and affordable solutions. Beyond science and engineering principles, Vex encourages creativity, teamwork, leadership, and problem solving among groups. It allows educators of all types to engage and inspire the STEM problem solvers of tomorrow. VexRobotics.com.
Hey, welcome back to FETC 2024. We're excited to have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let him introduce himself, tell us who he is, what he does, and all that.
Thank you very much. Jason McKenna, VP of Global Educational Strategy for Vex Robotics.
Yeah, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you guys also.
Yeah. You guys just keep growing.
Yeah.
We love we were on the expo floor yesterday. What a great, you know, with the cool, you know, battle areas, you know, and gaming areas.
Yep.
So
yep.
I know it's got to be hopping this morning. So
it is. All the educators. It's busy. So it was busy this morning. It was busy yesterday. You know, at the end of the day, a lot of people think robots are cool, and it's something to bring them in. It's something to get them excited. It's the same thing for our students, right? It's something to get them excited and get them, you know, something to look forward to as they come during the course of their school day. But it also allows you to teach a lot of things effectively, a lot of things well. You know, the thing I say all the time is, you know, I don't spend a lot of time tinkering in my free time or coding for that matter, but I fell in love with STEM and robotics because it was the best organizer for project-based learning I came across. So
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
You know, what I really like is that we were just talking about AI before we came on the air. And, you know, I truly believe if you can't read, write, critical thinking, and problem solving, AI is still not useful for you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We just describe robotics.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, been doing it forever. That's what STEM and robotics have been doing. If, you know, it's critical thinking, it's reading, it's writing, it's coding.
Yeah.
It's problem solving.
Creativity.
Yeah.
You know, the engineering design process, it's kind of embedded, you know, throughout all of that. It's like you said, it's really a great pathway for students to come in to explore. You know, the thing that I really love about, I tell the story all the time, you know, Bob Mendlich, our co-founder, who's a mechanical engineer, him and I always walk around or in Vex worlds. And the way that it works is you have what's called the pit. And that's where all the kids have their robot and they wait to either practice or to go compete. Mm-hmm. And the REC, which is the nonprofit that runs Vex World, they do a great job of having a contest to see who has the best decorated pit. So kids will have stuff, they'll have all the trophies on there, they'll have all these pictures. It's really fun. I have to get you guys out there so you can come and see it, but it's really fun to walk around and see everything. But Bob does a great job as we walk around. He'll show off all the cool robotic things. He's like, look how they made this manipulator, and look how they did this with their drivetrain. Mm-hmm. Look how they're using this sensor here. And it's all great. And I say, hey, Bob, look, these kids are all wearing the same shirt because they belong, right? And I love that because these are kids that, you know, they might not be the best in the football team or they might not fit in this particular group or niche, but they found their niche with robotics. And that's what's so wonderful about it. It's all those things, like you mentioned.
That's, people ask me all the time, we have a new magnet program and we've been doing robotics for a while, Vex. And, you know, and people ask all the time, you know, why do you need this? Why do you need this? And listen, you've got to have those avenues for all these kids. If it's just three, those three kids need to be, you know, they need to find their room, and this is the one that's, you know.
You know what, so my new answer to that, right, is the thing I say all the time is what's the cost of not doing it?
Right.
What's the cost of not doing it? So just a quick story to illustrate that. Last week, and I'll send you the link if you want to put it in the notes or whatever, but last week I talked at Woodland Hills, who I'll be presenting with today at FETC about their STEM implementation. Woodland Hills is Pittsburgh, right outside of Pittsburgh Public Schools. It's a school district that unfortunately has been riddled with violence for the last 5 years. And I did a presentation at a mother-daughter STEM night that they had going on. So they have a mother-daughter STEM club, which they use Vex as an organizer for it. There was about 20 moms there with their daughters. And I was talking to the superintendent about it because they did this clip of me talking about what STEM is. And the assistant superintendent, Eddie, he said, man, Jace, you did a really nice job doing that presentation. It was awesome, blah, blah, blah. And Dr. Castagna, the superintendent, said that the most amazing thing about that presentation is at that community center 4 months ago, there were kids shooting at one another. Now you got mother and daughters there talking about STEM in that thing there. And that's the transformative power of STEM. That's the transformative power of robotics. And that's really the wonderful thing about it. So to your point, What's the cost of not doing it?
Right.
When you can have that kind of change in a school district and a community.
Exactly. So. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So let's jump ahead. New stuff. You know, what's going on? What's
we have so much going on. We could talk for the next 2 hours about it. So last time we talked about switch blocks, so our software to transition students from block to text-based coding. And we're going to have, we spent this last semester doing implementation at a local school district right outside of Pittsburgh about how students did transition to block to text. And we just got so much fantastic data. Hopefully we'll have some papers published here in the next 6 to 8 months to share it with everyone. But that's going extremely well. So for people looking to do computer science, be able to expand what they're doing in computer science, it's a tremendous offering for that. We have our VEX CTE work cell downstairs right now to teach factory automation. It's a tremendous new product that we'll start shipping here in about a month or two to teach, again, students about automation, which is an amazing thing, by the way, right? We, you know, all of us have bought something and hit the button to get delivered the next day, especially around Christmas time. This is a great way to contextualize for the kids. Like, how does that happen?
Right.
Does like Jeff Bezos get one of his private jets and just drop it off to your house? Like, how does it actually happen?
It's a rocket.
Like, how do we, like, every time I go into Walmart, like, the stuff I want is there for the most part, right? That's factory automation. And being able to teach kids about that and what it is. What's great about it is if you want to go to Carnegie Mellon to get your PhD in supply chain logistics, you can do that. Or if you want to learn skills that you can get a great job on a factory when you're 19, 20 years old, you can do that too. So teaching students that your options are not just either college or Chick-fil-A, but you can actually learn some very cool trades and skills and apply them in a factory context. We're really excited about that product. One of the big goals this year that we have at VEX is to build out our computer science continuum. So we have a new product called VEX AIM, which is coming in late 2024, which is another one of our pre-built robots like VEX 123, to teach students about computer science and then also about artificial intelligence. We're really excited about that. And then the last thing, we made a really big push in the last 6 to 8 months around accessibility. So we've been working with Dr. Maya Israel from the University of Florida. She worked with a cohort of teachers in Broward County using VEX 123, teach computer science and STEM to students with special needs. We got a lot of great results from them. We're taking all the feedback that we got from them and we're gonna use that and apply that to VEX 123, make that even better. I'll actually be presenting with her at CIGSE here in March in Portland, Oregon about the research we've done with that. And we're just gonna continue to grow accessibility. We're hoping to have a screen reader for VEX code right around the back to school timeframe. So accessibility is something we're taking very seriously. We're really spending a lot of time and effort on.
You guys have been very busy.
Yes, yes.
a lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts there, yes. That's why I sighed to everyone when I sat down here. I got a lot going on.
You don't sleep much, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you were just glad to be able to sit in one spot.
Amen, yes, 100%.
So let's, you know, we talk about student achievement a lot.
Yeah.
This is one I've been thinking about a lot. We've seen the way magnets have changed, the STEM has changed, and everything's changing. We're getting new programs. Can you speak to the way this has changed a lot of the educators you've worked with? You know, we don't talk about that a lot, like retention. And my old superintendent years ago used to say retreads, you know, when they get to that end, but then they find something new and we retread that tire and they find something new.
Well, that was me. You're describing me, my last 5 years teaching. I started teaching STEM because I was burned out.
Yeah.
I was tired of teaching diagramming sentences. I was tired of teaching how to solve one-step equations. I'd done it for 15 years at that point. And STEM, you know, I always had a hard time teaching collaboration. You know, I always had a hard time with group work. I always had a hard time incentivizing students to find multiple ways to solve a problem. And then when I put a robot in front of them, it was like magic. It happened instantaneously. And that's really the beauty of it. So being able to propagate that and move it forward, that's what we really love. And one of the things I'm most proud about at VEX is with our VEX Professional Development Plus, we have certified over 17,000 teachers with our certification program to put them in a position where they feel confident, they feel empowered to teach them. And that's the last new thing that we've got going on is our VEX Robotics Educators Conference at VEX World to try to bring all those teachers together, have them share those stories and share those experiences. And it, like you said, to really allow them to feel reinvigorated about their teaching career and their teaching profession.
Well, and what a great way for them to share their success stories, their points of growth, opportunity, if you will.
Yeah.
But you know, to be able to come together, it's great, of course, that we have the students all coming together and doing the competitions and celebrating their wins. But yeah, to have the educators have their own part of that is that's such a great aspect.
I got asked a question yesterday. Somebody asked me, like, if you got named the czar of education, like, what would you change about whether U.S. or worldwide education? One of the things that I mentioned is I would change the conversation that we have with teachers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I put my Vex product hat on, like, we have when I get back in the office next week, Friday, we're going to have our one-on-one meetings with our staff in the Pittsburgh office. And when you have those conversations, you always ask them, like, what's going well, what's not going well, and what can I do to make things go better? Mm-hmm. We never have that conversation with teachers. What do we talk with teachers about? Like our test scores are this. Mm-hmm. Mrs. So-and-so was mad because you suspended, you know, her daughter. Or how are we going to handle this discipline issue? Those types of things. We never say, how's your classroom going? How's your teaching going? What's going effectively? What's not going effectively? Yeah. What can I do to make things more effective for you, right? Yeah. We never have those conversations with teachers, and we wonder why teachers are burned out, to your point. The conference gives them an opportunity to do that. Things like FETC give them an opportunity to do that, and you said it perfectly. It allows them to celebrate their wins. So if I got named Czar of Education tomorrow, that's what I would implement. I would make teachers, I would make schools celebrate the wins that teachers are having, because there's a lot of teachers having a lot of wins in classrooms all over the world, but we just don't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
You never hear about them.
You never hear about it. And like you said, it's not an or conversation. We can talk about the student wins, and we can also talk about the teacher wins.
Yes, exactly. What great branding. I mean, what a great, it's interesting, you 17,000 certifications.
Yeah.
You know, those are 17,000 people, you know, that when it comes to Vex World, you're going to see the same folks like we do here. These are the people that are reinvigorated, and they get to come back and go, oh, hey, it's good to see you. You know, I think all the time I ask teachers, you know, what starts your day well? What do you need to start your day? That's the questions that we need to be asking.
100%.
You know, what makes 100%. You happy? What's the thing that, you know, how do we make this? Oh, my kids all show up, they say hi, they sit down, everything gets going. You know, when they're happy, I'm happy. So
I wrote this in one of the recent articles I got published. There's nothing worse than a class of disengaged students. The students are bored, they're unhappy, and the teacher is bored, and he or she is unhappy. They don't want to be there either, so what do we do to change that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So let's talk about, you know, what you guys have going on down at the floor, you know.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to me. We went by yesterday, and it was near the end, so, you know, everybody was clearing out. So when we come to the floor, and we've got the two pits there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can the educators see when they show up?
So what's great about it is, first of all, they can see the entire Vex continuum, because, you know, educators are interested in their students, and that's not just their year. So if I teach fifth grade, I'm not just worried about my kids in fifth grade. I want to see where they can go, and I also want to see where they're coming from. And coming down and seeing the entire product line from kindergarten all the way through college, that's really impactful for a lot of teachers. So seeing how the program builds, you go from a pre-built 1-2-3 robot to a plastic-based system like Vex Go, then you have more plastic and more motors and more sensors and a controller with IQ, and now you get into metal robots, now you get into factory automation. Oh, I can do robotics competition. I can see the thing here. And the thing about a Vex robotics competition, whether it's IQ or VRC, you're always asking robots to generally do the same thing. You want to be able to move your drivetrain. You got to be able to move. You got to be able to grab something. You got to do something with that thing you're grabbing. Mm-hmm. And you can see how in Vex IQ, it's a smaller space, and the things you're grabbing are more kindly shaped for the robot, and they're smaller. Then you get to VRC. Now you got these weird shaped things, and they're larger, and the field is larger. There's more obstacles in your way, so you can see that entire progression for the kids and how it works. And it's a lot of fun. But from a teaching perspective, you can just see how I can do this in school, I can do this out of school, I can do it both, all the different entry points for you. So no matter what your needs are, we hopefully have an answer for you.
So when an educator shows up at your booths that you've been at, what are the top 2-3 questions they ask?
So they normally ask me, number one, how do I get started? So how do we get started? Then they ask me where I should get started. So I have like a middle school thing I'm interested in. I have this amount of my budget I can spend. Like, where should I get started with, and things like that. And then they asked, am I going to look dumb in front of my kids?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They want to know, like, what do you provide for me so that I feel like I can sure. I can teach this, you know, yeah. and I'm not one day ahead of my kids, basically. The funniest thing that always happens to that end is every conference I go to, two things always happen. Number one, I'll have a teacher thank me because during the pandemic we created VetSquid VR, and you're like, oh my God, you saved my life. Yeah. I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought I was going to lose my job, right? Yeah, so I always right. have a teacher thank. Happened here yesterday. And then number two is I'll have a coach that their team either like qualified for states or they qualified for worlds, and they're like, I don't even know how to code a robot. Yeah. And they feel bad. And I tell them, listen, I coached high school football for 20 years. I never tackled anyone. Exactly. I never tackled exactly. anyone. Exactly. Right? So why are you apologizing right. yes. that you never coded the yes. road? They're like, hey, yeah. my kids just did everything. Yeah. I feel like I'm not. That's a teacher, right? Yeah. I feel yes. like I'm not doing it. I'm yes. like, no, you're doing everything perfect. You're just yes. letting them go.
That's
right?
Right. Exude confidence, period.
Yeah, that's all you yeah. just, do. I'm just fake it. Just yeah. fake it. You're fine.
I was a band director forever. Couldn't play a saxophone to save my life.
Yeah.
But you know, that is what it is. You do the gig. You know, but yeah. make them feel good about themselves.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. Jason, if our listeners want to know more, find out all that kind of good stuff, what's the best way they can contact
you? You can always email me, jason@vex.com. You can reach out to me via Twitter, social media, @McKennaJ72. You can always go to vexrobotics.com. You can go to education.vex.com, check out our educational stuff. You can always ping me on LinkedIn also.
You know, my favorite part about you and Vex is you are personally taking calls, that's you're right there, you know, up to your knees in it, you know, trudging through it every day.
More than the knees.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about this job, and like when I interview folks to come work for us, the thing that we see all the time is like, so we work with mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, software engineers. They always make fun of me in the office because they always bring me at the end. So if I'm interviewing a software engineer, I'll say to them, it's like, you know, you realize, like, no one's gonna give you money for your code, right? Like that doesn't happen because they love the code. They mm-hmm. love the code, but that's not what we're trying to do. At the end of the day, we're trying to reach these outcomes with kids.
Yeah.
So I tell them, if you're just interested in coding, you can go right across the street to PNC. They'll pay you a lot of money, and you can go there and you can sit in your cubicle, you can do that all day, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're gonna come work for us, you gotta be passionate about kids, you gotta be passionate about teachers. Yeah. I said, I get out of bed every single day because I like helping teachers. That's what I like to do. Yeah. And that's why you can email me at jason@vex.com and let me know what you're trying to do with STEM. Not a problem at all.
So, thanks, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, appreciate being here.
Bye, man.
Vex Robotics is educational robotics for everyone. Vex solutions span all levels of both formal and informal education with accessible, scalable, and affordable solutions. Beyond science and engineering principles, Vex encourages creativity, teamwork, leadership, and problem solving among groups. It allows educators of all types to engage and inspire the STEM problem solvers of tomorrow. Vex Robotics. Thanks for listening to this episode of EduTech Guys. Listen to other episodes at edutechguys.com.